With a hearty hi-ho, Silver, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast for lazy people of all persuasions. And now, podcasting to the easily distracted Medicare expert, Doug Jones.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast again. Hard to believe that it comes around so often, three times a week so far. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you to my nephew, Drew McMillan, for that fantastic introduction. And normally here I explain that the lazy man or the lazy lady that we're podcasting to is really someone who's facing the prospect of learning about Medicare and really doesn't want to. But instead of doing all that today, why don't I just ask Randy to play our 30-second radio spot right here, right now.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Thank you, Randy. I'm sure that was very instructive. It explains exactly what we're doing here. And I'm glad to be able to do it over a music bed provided by five English musicians that, they've probably seen better days, but they're still out there kicking butt and taking names. So good for them. Anyway, we have another episode today coming from Illinois, the most depressing, cloudy, cold, miserable place. After a beautiful summer, I left Arizona in June, arrived here after about a week on the road, and it's been a magnificent summer. Sunny days, dry, almost no rain, and the last few days have just been depressingly gray, cold, and wet. And so I have not done as much show prep as Randy normally expects me to do. And I'm pretty sure Randy's going to yell at me. So let's get that part of the show over with. Randy, lay it on me.
Well, I'm not going to say too much because normally you do a lot of prep. You do a lot more prep than a lot of folks in the audience probably really think. But on the other hand, we've got a topic that we're going to get to today that you need to pull me out of the fire.
What's that topic?
I've got people, and I told you the Chip is closed down, Harold's closed down, so my normal arch nemesis up there, you know, with wanting mailbag items, now they're down here marching in front of the house.
Oh, boy. Well.
And it's called Mailbag Matters.
I don't know where to start with my questions about this. Something I never heard of before. Is there a way to distract them with shiny baubles?
Well, I tried that. I threw a couple, I threw a couple quarters out in the street and nobody went for it. So it wasn't shiny enough. But I just got to keep trying because I'm getting really tired of them triggering all my home sensors and audio and video cameras.
And those vicious watchdogs you have barking,
I've got
drooling on the glass.
You may not know that. Well, you've seen them. I've got a pack of dogs that could probably, chew the socks right off of you.
I thought they were going to lick me to death when I
I know, it's crazy. But anyway, so could you help me out today?
Well, yes, I will. I did all this research, and printed off page after page after page of stuff, and I thought, this much stuff, I ought to be able to make it sound pretty interesting. The audience will be enthralled with all of my show prep. And frankly, I just didn't have the mental energy to whip it into shape to make it entertaining and useful to the audience. So I've got more mailbag stuff. dbj at mlmmailbag is the address, dbj at mlmmailbag. And if you want to participate in my depressed state, then by all means, send in your questions, your love notes, or your complaints to dbj at the MLM at mlmmailbag.com. And we will then probably, if the weather doesn't get any better, we'll be reading your email on our podcast. So here we go. I have a bunch of people here who are asking about how I can help them. And a lot of it has to do with the website, this magnificent website that Randy and his staff created called MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. And here's a woman from Texas. And she says, "Hello, Doug. I will turn 65 in January 2021. I'm interested in info on the high deductible Plan G. Will you be updating your site for 2021? And I had to say, thanks for writing. We are about to make some updates on the site, but right now I have the rates that are most likely to be used next January from two great companies. In order to predict the cost as accurately as possible, I need to know a few facts about you. Might I ask you to complete the attached questionnaire and return it to me? It should only take a couple of minutes and will allow me to begin the process of helping you to buy a high deductible Plan G. I will wait for you to return that form." Now, this is something that's going to be fixed because Randy is working on an online version of the form. So what you do is you go to MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. Down towards the bottom of the landing page, you'll find a map of the United States. When you click on the state that you live in, a questionnaire is going to appear. Randy has created a questionnaire that's very, very simple. Will take maybe 3 minutes to fill out. A lot of times in states like, well, this woman that I just read the message from is from Texas. In Texas, we have three different rating areas based on address, zip code. And so without knowing some information about people, I cannot tell them accurately what a Medicare supplement that I recommend would cost them. So this is why we have a questionnaire. Now, when I send the questionnaire out attached to an email like this, often people say, "Oh boy, I'll do that later," and then they never do it. And I never have an opportunity. And then pretty much somebody walking down the street will grab them by the neck and say, "Buy a Medicare Advantage plan now." And they'll fall prey to that sort of bad advice. So Randy is taking a step now that will make it even easier for people that listen to the podcast, people that read the book, and people that just hear about us to initiate the quoting process. In other words, we have a couple of companies in most states that I consider to be top-notch companies. And if you let me know the details that I need to know about you, I will be able to tell you what it would cost to get the plans that I recommend. And then you can decide whether or not to use me as your agent or if you want to go knocking on other doors. But frankly, I'm hoping that you'll use me as your agent to buy your Medicare coverage. So here's another listener. And he said, "I bought your book and listened to your podcasts." And here is his reaction to the book and the podcasts. "Wonderful. I like that. Short, to the point, pithy. I thought that I heard that you were now licensed in all 50 states." And he's right about that. New York has given me a little bit of trouble. I've talked to him twice. One person said, "Change your address." And the other person said, "Oh, that person's crazy. Send us $10. So I've done both of those things, and I still don't have my New York license. Everybody else.
Send me 10. Now, that had to be New York, right? "Send me $10, and I can fix your whole problem."
She actually told me how to spell her name for the check. So, yeah, I was hoping that...
Attention, Julie Sokolowski, right?
Yeah, and I was hoping that would grease the wheels. I'm waiting by the mailbox every day. The mailman shows up. No New York license.
Oh, my gosh. "Send me $10, and I can fix your problem."
I should have been suspicious at the $10 because everything worthwhile in New York costs 10 times more than that. So
I
don't know.
That really tickles me, Doug.
The mailman's due pretty soon. I'll be out there this afternoon checking to see if my New York license has arrived yet. But other than that, I'm licensed everywhere in all 50 states plus, or 49, really, plus the District of Columbia. So, yes, I can. So the question was, I thought I heard that you are now licensed in all 50 states. I am in good health and will be eligible for Medicare in the near future. Are there any high deductible plans available in, here it comes, Minnesota? Many thanks, he says. Well, the reason I cringe at the word Minnesota is because Minnesota is one of the three states that doesn't follow the federal guidelines about Medicare supplement benefits. And I wrote in my book, I've got a chapter on those three states. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Massachusetts. Their insurance plans for Medicare, Medicare supplement plans, are kind of unusual and screwy, and they don't follow the rules that I have constantly harped on with all the other states that are specifically standardized. So I had to go back to the book and look up Minnesota. And yes, Minnesota does have a plan that they call a high deductible plan. And so I sent this gentleman a questionnaire. And if I get that questionnaire back from him, then I will do the necessary research to determine the best cost I can get for the high deductible plan available in Minnesota. So basically I said, my limited research tells me there's a high deductible Medicare supplement plan available to you that should replicate high deductible plan G. If you're interested in having me act as your agent and help you learn more about this plan, I will be happy to do so. It would be helpful for me if you took a couple of minutes to fill out the attached questionnaire and return it to me. Thanks, Doug Jones. The whole point is, I need to know a few details about people before I can accurately tell them what a Medicare supplement plan would cost. So if he doesn't return it to me, then I'll know that he was distracted by some shiny bauble. But otherwise, if he sends it back, then I will do everything I can to act as his agent in a responsible manner and show him a product at a cost that I think he will like. So here's another one. Appreciated your book. Now, that's very pithy. No pronouns at all. Appreciated your book. Thought that I would call you about purchasing a high deductible G plan. I was disappointed to see that my state of residence, Georgia, is not a green state on your website. By chance, has Georgia's status changed recently? Thanks. And he signed his name. So I said, yes, sir, Mr. So-and-so, Georgia will be green before you know it. As a first step in the process, would you take a minute to complete the attached questionnaire? When I get the completed form back, we can move ahead to your final decision process. Looking forward to our next step, Doug Jones. So here's somebody else who is put off by the fact that we haven't turned the states green, but once Randy's questionnaire is finished, it'll be so easy for people to fill out that questionnaire that they will do it online, click a button, and it will be sent to me instantly. They don't even have to write this special email to the dbj@mlmmailbag.com. That is, click a button on the questionnaire. And the questionnaire is full of stuff you know off the top of your head. The only thing you might not know off the top of your head that you might have to look up is if you already have a Medicare ID card, a red, white, and blue card from the government, that's full of letters and numbers in what seems like a random, meaningless order. You might have to pull that card out and put that number on the questionnaire. If you don't have that card, not a problem. Everything else on the questionnaire is stuff you know off the top of your head. It'll take you 2 minutes to fill out Randy's questionnaire. And then when you click the button that says send this to Doug, you and I will be in touch about what plans are available in your state. Okay, here's an interesting thing. I got an email from Google something or other a while back. And I thought, I don't know why that would be sent to me. In the title of the email, it said Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, simplest and easiest guide ever. And I thought, why am I getting an email about my book from Google something or other? And so I opened it because I'm the biggest target for phishing in the world. You'd think I'd be more careful, but no. So I opened it and I saw, here's my book title. And it says rating 5 stars. Yeah, that seems right. And it says, here's the review of the book. If you were to obsession such a Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020 Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever book, who cover the expenses of what you are worth, acquire the fully bestseller of us currently from several favorite authors. If you want funny books, many novels, jokes, and other fictional collections are plus launched from bestseller to one of the most recent. New paragraph. You might not be confused to enjoy the Every Book Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020 Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever collections that WeGo categorically offers. It is not, parentheses, concerning, end parentheses, concerning, end parentheses again, compared to concerning, on concerning, concerning, proposition, vis, approximately, roughly, approximately, in the region of, around, almost, and this goes on for about 3 pages. I don't know what the heck, but it is some kind of foreign website with either the world's worst English translator or somebody who's trying to escape from an insane asylum, and they have sent that message out, not just to me, but presumably to a lot of other people. But you know something? There's no such thing as bad publicity. So even though that thing made no sense at all and kind of made me chuckle, I'll take it because it's got the name of my book right on top. What do you think, Randy? Would you like me to shoot this over so you can spend some time trying to figure it out?
I'd love to see that. I am. You piqued my interest on that one because I can't imagine that that came out from Google. The guy, whoever wrote it, is absolutely illiterate, and he might have been a Libyan prince trying to get a hold of it. You know, are they still trying to get rid of their fortunes over there?
I heard that guy died, and there was a giant pile of cash and gold, and he just could not give it away. Nobody would take it.
I know, and the guy in Nigeria had the same problem.
Absolutely. Nobody believes these people. Well, the next time I get a message from one of those guys, I'm going to take it more seriously.
I know. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to deposit. They're going to send me a check, I think is how it works. They send you a check, a cashier's draft on, some obscure bank in Bolivia. And then you put it in your bank. And then you say, just for the finder's fee, please send me a check for $2,500. And then about the time you do that, the check bounces back from Bolivia and you're out $2,500. But, you know, they've been doing this scam for years and people are still falling.
Oh, there are new people all the time. It's just like Medicare. Every day there are 10,000 people that become eligible for Medicare. So you and I, if we were of a mind to scam people, would have a new flock of potential targets every day. But whenever I try to sell something on eBay, not eBay, it is more likely to happen on Craigslist. So I'll list like an auto part, used something or other, and I will instantly get an email from someplace in Africa saying, do you still have the part? I'm interested and will pay your price. There's a clue right there. No bargaining. And what they want me to do is they want to send me a check that I deposit my bank. And like you said, I would write them a check for the difference in, if I'm asking $100 and they want to send me $1,000 check, then I'll write them a check for $900 and mail it back to them in Africa along with the auto part. And then come to find out that their check was no good. And my $900 just, took a flying leap out the window. But yet people still fall for that all the time.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me that they do. But on the other hand, there's something else that, in your business and my business, secondarily.
Uh-oh. What's that?
that still goes that way. You know where I'm going with this.
I think I do.
Don't you?
Oh boy,
I think Medicare Advantage plans really should be marketed from Nigeria.
You know, last episode I read a lengthy treatise. I wrote a lengthy treatise to a questioner who said, "How come you don't like Medicare Advantage plans?" And I could just play that every episode. Of course, we wouldn't have an audience very long, but it seems to me that it's clear that Medicare Advantage plans have a lot of disadvantages and that people ought to seriously consider before they even think about a Medicare disadvantage plan.
If you get a letter saying, "This is an absolutely great plan and it won't cost you a thing." Now, when you get that letter, remember back what Doug said. You pay nothing, you get nothing.
Yep. And
or maybe I said.
What I said was that Medicare Advantage plans are absolutely terrific and wonderful until you need to use them. And that's why most people that have Medicare Advantage plans don't understand that if they get sick, they're going to be in big trouble money-wise, because most people just don't get that sick. A lot of people go their whole lives without really needing much medical treatment, and then they drop dead one day. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you need a course of treatment, you're going to wind up paying a fair share for that treatment. Whereas a Medicare supplement plan, your downside risk is severely limited, even if you have the least expensive Medicare supplement plan there is. That's the one I recommend, which is a high deductible Medicare supplement plan. There is no way you can go wrong unless you're just trapped in a hospital bed, you know, having all kinds of problems all day and all night. The high deductible Medicare supplement plan is the best kept secret in Medicare, and it's the one I'm always going to recommend to people who are normally healthy. But, you know, we can't make a believer out of everyone. All we can do is spread the word and hope that it's heard by enough people to make a difference.
Well, as we used to say back in the ranch, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Did you say that back on the ranch?
I did.
Okay. I've heard other permutations of that, but none of the funny ones come to mind right now.
I was going to crow on something to do with Medicare disadvantage, but I decided to use the official saying from the ranch.
Yes, well, it's nice to have a ranch hand on board with me here, partner.
Yep. Well, you know what's happened here?
I'm guessing we just burned up all of our time by jawjacking.
We're back at the ranch now, and we've had our fun, and we need to tell these folks that stuck with us and stick with us every day. We are so thankful for that. Thank you. And we wouldn't have nearly as much fun as we do when you're here. But in the meantime, you have got to go to Amazon.com, buy the book, buy several, buy the audiobook, because I find it's easy to listen to in your car on the way to work. It's a really great resource to have. And go buy one, go buy several. Just don't think about it. It's an inexpensive investment that will save you many fold over in the future. So, Doug, do you have any final wrap-ups you'd like to do?
Well, after all those kind words, I'm blushing, as you can probably see through the screen. But I would advise people to not drive around listening to the book. They should pull over, because if they happen to fall asleep, as many people learning about Medicare do, then they're going to be in big trouble if they're actually driving a car. But I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And for those who have purchased the book in its Audible form, its paperback form, or its ebook Kindle form, any of those choices I think are probably well worth the money. And then people can go to MedicareForTheLazyMan.com and check out what we have there. Scroll down on that landing page and you're going to find a map of the United States, and pretty soon your state will be green if you want to talk about Medicare supplements. Click on your state answer the few questions on the questionnaire that Randy's going to post up on that site, and then click the button to send it to me, and we will be talking Medicare before you know it. So those are my last few words, and that was more than a few.
That was a great wrap-up. I was just going to say that, you know, everybody wants to go green nowadays. Just keep checking back on the website, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, because I kid you not, we are fixing to go green.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Drew McMillan, for your excellent work in the introductions. We're going to have some new introductions. I think there might be something wrong with your random number generator, Randy, because I keep hearing the same ones over and over. You might be playing your favorite ones to the exclusion of all the rest of them.
Well, I do have some favorite ones.
Those are the ones we hear all the time. Just let the random number generator do its work so we can hear all of them.
Okay. Well, you know, I do run the random number generator, but then I tend to go back to my favorites anyway.
That's what I thought was happening. All righty. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.